Three, two, one. Hello and welcome to episode 48 of Ruse Radio. We are back again with another very special guest. Special guest, please introduce yourself.
So everybody, this is Rayvon Taylor of the Ray Podcast.
And if you could, just like describe to everybody what your podcast is, because I imagine if this is their first time hearing from you, they know you got a podcast, but they know nothing about it. So how would you describe it to them?
Man, the Ray Podcast is a podcast. It's a family, right? One thing that I do, I interview athletes, entrepreneurs, and musicians all alike, you know what I'm saying? Like, to share their stories, to dive into what got them in the business, what inspired them, whether it been a person or a death in the family, or just a little bit of anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, every episode is a story. And you can get inspired by it. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? We live in a time where it's very, I think, depressing from a social and a race standpoint and an economical standpoint, right? So every episode is an opportunity just for you to get inspired and to pursue your dreams for real.
So how do you make the episodes that way then?
Really, it's all authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I usually have a script in my episodes. I obviously look up the person, like, their information and what they do and what they have done in the past, but... You know, I think it's just good for us to get a platform and a voice, you know, due with the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement over the past, you know, 24 to 36 months. It's very important to give people a voice, no matter who you are. I'm saying black, right, religion, gender, whatever you are, whatever your sexuality is, just having your chance to speak your truth. And my podcast is inclusion. You know, we include everybody on the podcast. So it's one thing about it.
So how do you find people for your podcast?
It's crazy because people ask me all the time, man. It's been through Facebook. Facebook and recommendations, man. You'd be surprised. It's like, it's very authentic. I'm saying you envy one person. Oh, you envy my friend who does this. So it's a very authentic process. You know, I don't really have too many, I don't make it hard. You know what I'm saying? I try to make everybody comfortable. You know, when people be on my show would tell you that it was a comfortable, fun time. You know, that's the best thing about it.
So is it like word of mouth almost?
Just yeah,
like
more word of mouth
on the
right
podcast,
now.
Or was it you reaching out to people?
A little bit of both. You know, I've done word of mouth and reached out. I probably like over like 90% of the people who've been on my show, I never knew them personally.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I got to hop your inbox. I got to say who I am. You know, I always think I'm crazy like that. So you know, I try to make it easy to make comfortable for everybody around me, you know?
But that's I feel like that's it. A good way for you to meet new people.
It is, for sure.
And you and I've said this before, but it's really, really important when you're making art or when you are working in media, anything like that, you need to expand your horizons, you know? Like, find, because you think that you might know, I mean, have you ever seen the film Taxi Driver?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I just realized this because I was been watching film essays about it. That movie is a really good example of an illustration of how isolation can be so bad for you. Because, like, the whole movie is about a dude who just gets more and more isolated and goes crazier and crazier.
Right.
And that's exactly what it's like if you're making art and you're by yourself for too long. Or if you're doing anything, you're by yourself for too long. Like, you need to find new people because they'll inspire you in ways that you wouldn't even imagine by yourself. I mean, that's the thing that I find through doing interviews and podcasts more than anything. You'll ask a question and they'll have an answer that is completely not what you would have guessed. But it's such a great answer, and it gives you insight into who they are, you know? Like, as long as, and I think, like, with what you're saying about being open and inviting, that's also super-duper important. You don't want them to feel like they're on a business trip, you
right.
know? Like, this is something we're doing to kind of, you know, just to have a good time. But, you know, like, in an interview, the best interviewers aren't interviewing, like they are, they're asking you great questions, but they're also relating to you on a personal level.
Right.
Yeah, there's just a lot to it that isn't as simple as, you know, you can't do it by yourself. Literally with interviews, you can't. And the other thing is, like, you have to constantly find new people. But that is part of the fun.
Yeah, you know, it makes so a challenge. People. It's a challenge. But, you know, for me, I'm like 79 episodes in, almost 80 episodes. And I've done this in over a year. And for me, like, I get so many episodes because my thing is, I'm not afraid to put people on who have done a podcast before. Like, a lot of my guests on the show, they always say, you're the first podcast I've ever been on. And that's special to me, right? For me to do that is important. You know what I'm saying? Get them comfortable talking. because it's as much as an adjustment for me as it is for them.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't used to speaking in the interview format, when to say, how to say, or just what to say in general. You know what I'm saying? So I always try to make everybody comfortable on my show. And that's one of the biggest things that I'm proud of when it comes to my my podcast for real.
Well, and off the air, I was saying to you how, because I mean, I was relating it to cameras, because when you put a camera on somebody, they're automatically different. And this is just natural. Even if you're by yourself and you turn a camera on, you're still playing to the camera. And so part of that interview, part of that thing, I mean, even when you're off camera, you still have to do it. You have to kind of get them to vibe with what you're doing, because right. otherwise you'll get sort of a stilted performance almost from the person. Like they're trying to do something when that's not the energy you want in an interview at all. Like you just want them to talk. That's it. Same thing with anything. Like if you go to a music video as a rapper, go to a music video shoot and you ain't feeling it, that video is going to come off funny. Like you have to vibe with whatever you're doing. And it's the people around you that help you vibe with it too. Like you got to have the right people. That's why a great interviewer is a great interviewer. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does, man. You know, one thing about this industry and podcast that we're both in, it's all about having fun with the guests. You know, my guests, I try to have fun with them, and doing audio only right now, it has its challenges. But at the same time, they can be like, okay, I'm just talking on the phone with this guy. You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, like, before you do my show, you know, we're talking about, I will make sure that I run into subject matters that are appropriate for them, right? Because they are brand too, whether they realize it or not. But the more popular you get, the more your brand expands. And you just can't sit there and just be like, well, I don't know, but you gotta be media ready. So I kind of see my podcast like media training for a lot of artists sometimes. Like, oh my God, I did a podcast before, what do I do? And I'm like, it's okay, just be yourself, breathe in, breathe out, and then we good, we just go from there, you know?
Yeah, and like you said, it's a lot of time, it's their first time, so they need that media training.
For sure.
I mean, I went through the same thing with a lot of the interviews I've done, where especially certain people, you can really tell, like, not even, it's just the way that they are before the interview. Like, and my usual procedure is I'll hang out with them for like 30, 45 minutes anyways, just because that's who I am, and that usually loosens them up. But certain people, there's a lot more caginess than other people. Because some people are just themselves no matter what.
Right.
I mean, that's why they're an artist. They're just really good at being themselves. But other people, they're not used to being on the spot. And even me, I don't think I've ever been truly interviewed. Like, that would be, for me, that'd be odd. Just because I feel like when someone asks you questions in an interview.
We gotta get you on the show, man. What you mean? We'll get you
on
the
podcast.
What you mean? We get you on, listen, he listen. He's going to be on the right podcast. Don't worry about it.
I'm glad to hear it, because I was building to that one.
you'll be on the show, man. Don't worry about it, bro. You'll be on the show.
I'll be there. And I'll be ready. Because the thing is, like, what I was going to say is there's a different format in the sense of, like, what we're doing right now. I'm not just simply asking you questions. It's, like, more of an engagement. Whereas
right.
what you do, and we were talking about this off the air, is more of a straight interview type of thing, where it's, like, you might intercept a little bit, but for the most part it's about them, and it's about what their whatever their story is, like mm-hmm. you said, and so I feel like when you do it that way, it would put subconsciously more pressure on the other person, because they're thinking, oh man, well, I have to sound smart, I have to talk for 3 minutes and have a great answer,
right?
And
you really don't.
It's all in your head. Yeah,
you really don't. And people don't understand, like, my interviews, there are interviews that start off a little bit rocky, and then they kind of go into what it is, you know what I'm saying? Just that, go back to what we talked about, just being comfortable, man. You gotta be comfortable in the camera. You gotta be comfortable being you. And this is a life thing, not even a media thing. Just be comfortable with yourself in life, you know? And that's what it really comes down to, you know? It's one thing where you just gotta go out there and just have fun, wing it. I know for me, when I first was doing interviews, they were very, very boring, I think. not because the guests were boring or what it is, because I was boring, I felt like.
You and everybody else, though. It's
right.
like the 10,000 hours to master something type
was,
of thing. You're just not
a
master right
now. I was like, nah, I think the more later episodes, I've been a little more loose with them, you know, because, you know, where we're from is very uptight. You can't sit around there with somebody and you might offend them. So I was so worry about offending. No, I really don't care.
Well, was that the difference early on? Was you were too worried about what they might think?
Right, so, because I'm interviewing a stranger today.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, like, I don't want to offend this guy, but now I'm kind of like, okay, you shouldn't be offended regardless. Because I'm not going to say anything to you. I was like, way too out of bounds anyway. So I was like, all right, let's loosen up. You're here for an interview. You know what I'm saying? One thing I tell all my guests to focus on is you're promoting you, man. So if you be more, he wants to be more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't for me, really. It's for your audience to get to know you as a person. They want to get to know that artist's name. They want to know that AKO, that also known as. You know what I'm saying? So if you being boring, and if you giving stoic answers, if you giving one word answers, like, you not hurting me for real. You're hurting yourself for real.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can do all you want, but in the day, it's not making you look the most presentable. I think in this world now, we gotta be as likable. People are likable, relatable, people they can relate to, people they can see themselves in. And if you're not going to take that step, and if it's, I could be this person, or I could be this girl, or I could be this guy, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't take that initiative, then what are you doing it for?
I think that a lot of it is that when people look at a rapper or an artist or someone on a stage, they're expecting to see somebody who isn't worried about anything at all. So when you come off that way, it's like what you're saying. The audience can feel that, and it just doesn't work. Like, you have to get that stuff out of your mind if you want to even be able to. It's all in your head. It's all an ego thing. Like, and everybody worries. Everybody worries about, oh, am I interesting enough? Oh, am I gonna come off in the way that I want to come off? But from my findings too, I was lucky enough to skip that stage of, like, the awkward interview stage, I suppose, because I was able to. I always just went in, because I get nervous about every interview. I'm always like, oh man, this is gonna be awkward. It's just is gonna be, and then I always go in, and I can't help it. I'm always myself, and then that always seems to work. But I think that that's the magic of it, and that's why people would like your music. That's why people would like whatever you're doing, because you know how to inject yourself in an organic way. You know, it's not something that everybody is able to do off rip, but I think it's something that people can definitely master, and no one's the master of it either. You know, you get better and better at it. Because there's also the outline of the situation with whatever you're in. If you're interviewing, there's a certain outline to what you're doing. I mean, you can get better and better at it, but it's always a certain thing. I think podcasting is a similar thing in the sense that you're almost training yourself for conversations, like, you know, which I think is essential nowadays, too. I think with the way that everybody is, with the way that social media can polarize things, we should just talk to each other and have honest conversations for a long time, like, make that a normal thing that we can do a lot, so that and do it with the people that people are familiar with. That's why it's a great reason. I tell every artist, start a podcast, like, let people know who you are. And the thing is, most people won't take that advice, but I promise you, if every single one of these rappers in Flint started a podcast, their fan base would grow, because people would relate to them on a personal level.
Yeah, true.
And that's, I'm sure you observe that, because you talk to so many of them.
Yeah, it's been wild, though. You know, when I think about everybody I've interviewed so far in the city, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I feel like that sometimes people be like, man, yeah, this part. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, there's people on my show who've gone from this point in their profession to a major profession as they've been on my show. And that's not me saying that my show did it for them. It's me saying that I believe in when they're early. You know what I'm saying? I take a guy like Cheesix, for example. He's a great local comedian here. When we first did our interview last year, you know what I'm saying? He was still on the come up, you know what I'm saying? Still doing his thing. And we talked to him about, you know, man, I'm like, bro, like, you really gonna make it big. And ever since then, like, he's been doing, like, way on top of the roof, you know what I'm saying? Like he has his own merch out, you know, he's a really funny guy. He's a good guy in general, you know? Just so many stories from interviews, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, all the artists I've had on my show, man, like, it's always good to see him come up, you know? And, like, when we come up together, then dang, they'll see we did this first in 2021, then now we're doing it in 2024 and 2023. It's like, dang, now it's bigger and better, you know? So that's what it is. It's starting off with the come up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
And it's seeing that in people. You know, you have to be able to see that because people got potential in them, especially certain artists that really push it. Like you're saying with this guy who's doing more than other people are with his work and putting himself out there. You said, what's his name?
Cheese Sticks.
Cheese Sticks.
Yeah, it's funny comedian, man. Y'all look him up. Really, really good.
Oh, he's comedian. A comedian. He's not a rapper?
He's a comedian.
Oh.
Cheese Sticks is a comedian, man. Hilarious guy. On stage, off stage.
Does he have like social media and all
that?
Yeah,
man. Just hit him up. Just type in Cheese Sticks on Facebook, you know, social media. You'll find him on Instagram, Cheese Sticks. Very, very good guy, you know what I'm saying? That's it. We're hopefully gonna get some more content together. You know what I'm saying? He's a hilarious dude. Awesome to work with. Every time I see him out and about, always love, always a happy embrace. So, you know, it's positive to see guys like that. And a lot of people I've had on my show, man, it's like, it's good to see him do great. And that's the most important part about my show, for real, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, and it adds value to the interview that you had with him, too, because you don't realize what it is in the moment, and then whatever popularity they gain later, it's just, it adds weight to whatever it is that you did. I mean, I think that's another great reason to just find as many people as possible, because you never know who it is, man. There's a million people around you at all times. It's amazing. You'd think you'd run out of people, but you never do.
Never do.
Yeah.
The list never runs. The well never runs dry. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a little bit of everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just get everybody on their company, just rise and just have fun with the brand for real, you know? It's the main thing about it.
So what, because I know you have rappers on there a lot, what kind of other people have you had on? You know, I see you have comedians now.
Comedians,
so
entrepreneurs, athletes, R&B artists, a little bit of everything. Just try to be variety. You know what I'm saying? I want to get more people on, you know, like politicians or maybe a hockey player. I don't care. Like, you know, a little bit of everything. Just I want the show to be a show for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You might not like every episode I put out, and that's okay, but you're gonna like at least one of them. Something that you can relate to, whether it be the single mom or the on-the-move dad or the blue-collar, white-collar person, black, white, Hispanic, gay, bisexual, straight, whatever it is, I want you to relate to everything, you know, whatever your religion is. You know what I'm saying? I want people to be able to relate to everything that we do. You know what I'm saying? And that's the main thing about the podcast that's most important to me, you know?
Well, and I think that a great thing to live by is that we all have something in common, like at least every one of us, and we can all learn things from one another.
True.
And that's a great way to approach just listening to what other people have to say, because I mean, you really never know, man. People will, you could hate somebody, but they could still give you a piece of wisdom that you can use. And I think that's the incredible thing about this world. There's duality to it all, you know, and that's what's so great about seeing that in people and being able to highlight that, because there are so many different stories that you hear. I think the thing about entrepreneurs and creators and all these people is that they tend to be the ones that do have great stories, because there's a reason they're pursuing it, is whatever they're pursuing. They end up in that position, especially, you know, with, I mean, one person I like to think of is like Robin Williams or certain actors who had a lot of trouble with depression, obviously, but they're also like the most comedic people you can think of. I mean, a lot of comedians are that way, where they're depressed, but that's why they're so funny, you know, and you want to hear what they have to say. I want to ask you too, are there certain people that have stood out, like certain episodes you would even recommend based on this? Like people who really had a story that stuck out to you?
It's crazy though, man. This question always hurts my feelings, because all my episodes are great, just to let you know.
It's hard to pick favorites.
Every episode was great. Brandon Houston's one. He's a good actor as well. Bree LaRenee, phenomenal R&B artist. For Real Star, phenomenal R&B artist. Cheese Sticks. Sparkle Taylor, who's a phenomenal basketball player. She's a phenomenal person as well. Like Cam Tyler, Ace Cabana, JB Smokes, Tay Boogie. My most recent one is 616. She's a phenomenal artist as well. Just anyway, man, y'all just tap in, you know what I'm saying? Tap into the pod, you know what I'm saying? Say support the brand, support me, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to just follow me real quick, that would be at Rayvon Taylor, RayvonTaylor, R-A-Y-V-O-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R. You know, follow me on Facebook, Instagram is what I should be on. Slowly gonna get on TikTok. I forgot how to use this thing. so I don't know, man. TikTok is crazy, but it's taking over the world for real. But yeah, just tap in. I'm saying we got you see the merch on. You know, that guy is me right here. That's me. The brand is me. So I am the brand. So.
Can they buy the merch?
Yeah, you can buy the merch, man. Support. Just tap in. Just inbox me at Rayvon Taylor on Facebook. You can email me as well at RayvonTaylor@iCloud.com. That's say you can follow me on my social media as Rayvon Taylor. Spotify as well, The Ray Podcast, obviously. Follow it, subscribe, share. Yeah, episode's coming out. You know what I'm saying? As I said, we're going to get white on episode 2. So he has the episode coming, y'all. Don't worry about it.
It's Roos to them. They don't know my... Some of them get confused when we say my government name.
Roos. Roos will be on the episode. And
Roos. And you guys won't believe the episode. It's going to be one of the craziest episodes you've done ever heard. But if you guys haven't heard the Ray Podcast before, you don't know what you're missing out on. This man is exploring... See... The thing is, I respect people like you because you do what I do. I mean, my whole thing has become really, it's about what I do, of course, the music that I make, but also the potential that I see in everyone around me and the art that is just surrounding us at all times. I like to include that in what I do because it inspires me, man. I really love to hear what people have to say, and I like what you said about the nature of having every different type of person on. That's how I like to look at it, too. Like, we should be inclusive of everybody and talk to everybody in a way that makes sense. Because the thing is, like what you were saying about being offensive and offending people and being worried about that, if you just talk to people and you're just cool, they will, most of the time, I bet you, 95% of the time, they will not get upset by anything you say.
I agree.
You're just talking. You know, right. It's the fact that we're talking through these mediums that aren't designed for us to get along.
Man.
If we talk in person or over the phone, usually we get along.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you, man. It's just crazy, though, man. You know, my thing is just spread the love and just be a positive influence, man. You know what I'm saying? We live in a very, as I said, a depressing time, I say, with inflation and stuff like that. But
inflation and I think the last chaos of the last 2 years.
It's been wild with the pandemic and everything else, you know, just let's say, just gotta go out there and just be a positive voice for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself the voice of the voiceless for real.
Yeah, be the light that you want to see.
And you be the tunnel. You know, you get through the tunnel on your own and just go out there and just dominate, have fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is just to be the best I can be out here and that's all I can do.
And that's all we can do. That's all anybody can do, honestly. Do you have extra time, or are we wrapping up right now?
I mean, it's up to you, man. I mean, we're out here. I ain't tripping.
Okay. It's just, chilling. You just did a great plug, and we just did a very beautiful motivational message. So I wasn't sure if we were wrapping up, because that was beautiful.
I mean, we can wrap it up, man.
Oh, we can keep going, because I just wasn't sure. But I want to ask you, too, then, what is your interview process like? Like, when you have somebody that you're going to interview, how do you prepare for that?
I try to always go to their social media, you know, research them. If they're musicians, listen to music, of course. If they're a business person, watch their business, see what the hottest product is. Their athlete, go to, like, their best game. Or I try to make it about you. Like, it's crazy because a lot of people I have on my show, they'd be surprised, like, man, are you really... research my content. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course I'm research your content. I'm not gonna sit and just not know your content before you come on my show. Makes me look bad, right? Makes me look unprepared. So my thing is always just to research, understand, and actually care about it. I think like they don't care to say it. So my goal is to generally show people that I care about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And not the process, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a fun process. I love it. Every time I interview me, I love it. It's always fun.
Yeah, and I think that it ties into what you said earlier about it's usually their first interview. So especially when you do your research,
yeah,
they're amazed because they don't even think that people know about that stuff. Like,
right.
There were times where I've interviewed people and I ask about a song they released 3 years ago and I don't even think much of the question. And they like, oh my God, like they have a whole reaction
all
to
the
it.
Time. Yeah. The reaction is priceless. It's priceless.
And that helps with the interview because it really helps them open up because they realize that you are involved and it makes them want to try a little harder. Like, just it's just a thing that works.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's It's crazy.
But are there any other interviewers that you like to listen to or that you watch their stuff?
I like Joe Rogan. Joe Budden's, you know, I got some interesting to say.
Joe Budden's got some charisma.
He got a lot of charisma to him. And I was like, he's one of the best in the game. Him and Joe Rogan, both Joe's, right?
Both Joe's. Joe Budden is so funny. Joe Budden and Joe Rogan, man. He's just endless.
They're both some ghosts of what they do.
I love Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's the first podcast I ever really got into.
And I like Bill Simmons, too. I'm a sports guy, too, so.
Mm.
Bill Simmons is always a go-to for me. You know, and I said, all the podcasts, they're doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? They're being wonderful, you know what I'm saying? It's a competitive sport, but hell, I'm here to fight, you know, I'm here for it, I'm here for it.
Well, Joe Rogan in particular is the guy who, because his podcast format is basically what I do. I just bring somebody in, I just talk to him, no context really at all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll prepare some questions just because I want to hit certain beats. But that's really it.
Right.
Like, especially if it's a rapper, like, I want to get into maybe, yo, how'd you get your rap name? Like, don't forget to ask that.
Right.
So I'll write it down.
Right.
But, like, beyond that, because he's the guy who really showed me that's possible. Like, people
For sure.
are willing to listen to just a long-form conversation as long as, like you said, the person is opening up and willing to do it. Because otherwise, you know, it's like the media training thing you were saying. Like,
yeah.
You have to media train people and get them to be able to open up, because otherwise people aren't going to be interested. But, you know, I feel like the podcast works even better than an interview because they're looking at it like a conversation anyways.
For sure, yeah, for
It
sure.
really works for that.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
getting people to talk. And I Joe Rogan really opened my eyes to that, and just the amount of information you can learn by talking to so many different people.
I mean, I've
found so many people through his podcast.
Right.
And that's another thing I like to think I can do with mine. I mean, definitely with yours, that's what you can do. Someone could go through your catalog and find so many different people.
Yeah, I'll try to keep diverse, man, you know, like, yeah, but you gotta just have somebody that somebody might click on, you know what I'm saying? You might not click on X, Y, and Z, but you click on that person, you know what I'm saying? So as long as they bring you in and keep coming back, then I did my job for real, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And is it hard for you when you interview somebody who might be in, like, a profession that you're not familiar with? Like, how do you approach that?
Say somebody's
a model. How would you go into that
I'll actually look up some modeling terms.
Okay.
I like to educate myself, right? It's just me learning about them. You know, I don't know much about modeling. I know you just walk and you pose and you God really not fall down for it, I guess, right?
But that's about as much as I know.
Just don't fall down. But, you know, I try to research the field, and it's a good chance for me to learn something new. I mean, we're, like, you actually learn every time. All because you're an adult doesn't mean you can't stop learning. Your brain is always developing something new. So you can always learn something new. So let's say if it's something about, like, lacrosse. I don't know much about lacrosse, you know, but I can learn about it. I can learn, like, what makes a good lacrosse player, what makes a bad lacrosse player, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. So it's always a chance for me to learn. I like it. I love it. It's really dope, for real.
I heard a good piece of advice where it's, or not even maybe a piece of advice, but I think it was just a guy that did this. But he would try to learn something new that he's not familiar with at all once every day. I think for like an hour every day he would try to learn a thing, which is just interesting to me. Because, I mean, or even Tyler, the Creator, I heard him once say that he would listen to a piece, like at least for an hour, he would listen to music that he's never really heard of, that he's like not something he would normally listen to. He tries to do that every single day. Which would explain how he has such a broad music interest
True.
And how he knows so many different things because he makes his beats, so he's able
Right.
to sample all this different stuff.
Right.
It explains a lot. But, I mean, that is a really good regimen just for opening your mind up a little bit, because you really should learn all the time. Like you said, especially because you don't want to think, oh, I'm an adult, I know everything. You never
Right.
get caught up in that.
Never.
No. There's always something. And even if it's the thing you're interested in that you think you're really good at, there's always something you can learn and get
True.
Better at. I
True.
Mean, that's kind of the whole idea of the 10,000 hours to master something.
Right.
And I feel like I'm never there. I mean, I would be very interested to see you do a podcast on video. Now, you were telling me about this off camera, but maybe you could go into that a little bit about, just to give people a little bit of an expectation of what they would see when they see the Ray podcast
pop up
on YouTube.
When we do video, man, y'all in for a fucking show. All right. Excuse my French. But y'all in for a motherfucking show. It's gonna be really nice, really decked out, really sweet, very authentic. It's gonna be a home setting. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna get y'all too much because I don't want y'all to spoil it for yourselves, but it's gonna be a show, it's gonna be a dope environment. It's coming soon. We do not have a date, but it will be by the end of 2022.
The end of 2022. Oh, snap. Y'all heard it here first, folks.
That is exclusive, for real.
Yeah.
Definitely exclusive, so.
I feel like a bomb just dropped.
And we dropping bombs there, man. We dropping bombs, you know, on Rouge, you know. We out here. Why not?
Hell yeah. Right here in the Rouge, too. Boom, 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 boom.
Man, yeah, for sure. In the Rouge, too, we dropping bombs. That's it. At the end of 2022, it's coming. Coming for sure.
Has there ever been an interview that you've done where it didn't go as expected?
Not necessarily. Every episode to me, I don't have any expectations, right? For recording, I don't have expectations for anything. I feel like every episode has its own cadence, its own reason. It's like its own person, right? So episode's different. So to me, episodes never go good or bad. I feel like it just happens, you know? Now, there are things that could be said or things that could be done. Like, my episode was a little more controversial than the other ones, but as it to me, just steer shit back, you know? So.
But that goes in with what you're saying in that not every episode is that.
Right.
Some are just what they are.
Yes.
They all are what they are.
Every episode is what they are, you know? I mean, all it is just, it's an individual child. Some kids have red hair. Some kids have black hair. Some kids like to fall up and down. Some kids like to talk. Some kids like to read. Some kids like math. So everything's for everybody, you know? It's amazing about it.
Yeah, and I find that, like, I think that when I go into an interview, and you're probably the same way because of what you just said, where it's like you kind of allow the other person to dictate the rhythm of what it is because they're going to be who they are, and that's kind of where the magic lies, is, like, whatever they want to add to it because you don't know what that is. You right. never know if that, I mean, You're going into it blind most of the time. I mean, sure. You and I both, because we usually probably don't have a personal relationship with these people before the interview.
For sure.
So, it's interesting to see how that goes. And like I said, I will get anxious before these things. I'll be like, oh my God, this might be the worst one ever. And then it always goes absolutely normal. Yeah, so it just goes to show.
Man, it just goes to show, y'all. You know, that's what it is.
And people are interesting as long as you allow them to be. They really right. are. I mean, I find that the best things are usually, again, what you would not expect. Have you ever done anything other than interviews, or is that really your avenue?
Right now, we're going to do a lot of content, man. We have a lot of content coming up besides the interviews. I host events as well. So if you want to book me for a party, host your event,
ooh.
Whatever it is, just hit me up on all them social medias, as I said before. I can host your event. I do a lot of stuff, you know. For me, the merch is out. You know, we got shirts, hoodies, long sleeve shirts. For the ladies, you can get crop tops, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Ray Podcast up, man, do a little bit of everything. So that's the main thing about it. And just go out there and just try to be the best I can be.
Oh, snap. That's all we can do, man.
That's all we will do is be the best we can be. I said, like, this is a beautiful format. This is a great format. This is a beautiful podcast, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta make it is what it is. You know, I said, if y'all wanna go support the show, you know what I'm saying? Support the Ray Podcast. Just, I tell everybody, listen to episodes, subscribe, like, share, please. That's all we ask. And I said, we got interviews coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just done a thing for the Juneteenth Festival I just passed in downtown Flint. Just went to Pride I just passed in Flint. You know what I'm saying? I interview some artists out there. So we're going to do interviews everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Brandon Houston. You know what I'm saying? Great actor. We're both going to be on camera together doing live content. So like that. And you're going, here's the team all summer. You're going to see me all summer. Also, I'm not sure when it's coming out, but July 9th, I will be doing Ash Karaoke. I will be hosting it. It's going to be the grand opening for it. I'm at the Ferris Wheel downtown in Flint from 12 to 3, so make sure you're there. And just tap into the Ray Podcast, man. I'm always with the microphone, man. I'm always talking shit, I guess. So I'm with it.
Oh, snap. Now, what's it like when you host an event? How does that usually
go? Hosting is the funnest thing ever, man. Oh, my God. Like, I've hosted karaoke, parties, birthday parties, a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fun, you know, just interact with the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Because you control the party. You know what I'm saying? You control the atmosphere. And my niggas have fun with the atmosphere. Have fun with the fellas, have fun with ladies, you know what I'm saying? Have fun, just make it dope. Like, it's not, sometimes it's a little nervous because you don't want to say the wrong thing on the microphone to offend a bigger people. But guys, man, you guys just like, forget it. Screw it. You know, just have a great time. It's fun for me because I get to express my personality. Right? I feel I'm not being judged. If I am, so what? You know, I got a microphone, so I have the loudest voice in the room. I usually do it anyway. Oh, I have a loud voice in the room, but being the loudest man in the room is kind of me anyway, so I'm okay with it.
Well, my friend, are you busy? The July 15th coming up? July 15th?
July 15th. Besides me, I work that day. I think, I'm not sure. But
you don't know?
No, I'm not sure what's going on. What's happening?
Well, I have a show coming up on July 15th at the Flint Local featuring Kid Outlooks, which they used to be known as A Different Perspective. We got Hunger for More, which is Cam Lapine and Schizo Beats.
Okay.
We got Polo. I don't want to get anybody's name wrong. Let me pull up the list of people on here. Just because I just finalized my whole, like, set list. It's really final now. The only thing I got to do is throw together a flyer. Right. So all these names we got on here, boom, 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 where we at, where we at? Right here. So we got 12 Dead Roses, Ace Cabana, Paperboy Solo G, Hunger for More, Kid, A Different Perspective, and then me. Well, Outlooks, they changed their name. But yes, then me. So you'd be a fantastic guy to be on that stage telling everybody what's going down. If that's what you do.
Listen, I can host it.
You can.
I mean, do they have a host right now?
That I'm putting together the show. It's my show.
Oh, I'll host
that's
it.
That's what
for
I'm
sure.
saying.
I'll host it, sure. The Ray Podcast will be hosting that event, by the way. July 15th.
We by the way, here. Everybody, this was not a manufactured moment. I really did just ask him live.
This is real. See, this is what happened on the Ray Podcast and with my boy Rouge, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be hosting, you know what I'm saying? And we could definitely talk about everything else off camera.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get down to the dirty deets off camera.
We'll get details off camera. But the Ray Podcast will be hosting July 15th, baby. And don't worry, I'll make a bomb advertisement for it.
Yes,
a bomb
yes.
video for it. We out here.
And I want the people to be excited. Listen, guys. Okay, so now if you are the official host, I just give them a quick 30-second advertisement for the show. Why should they be there on July 15th at the Flint Local where Ruse and Kid and 12 Dead Roses will be performing?
You know what I mean? This is Ray Vitale of the Ray Podcast. I will be hosting July 15th at Downtown Local with my man Rouge, with Dead Roses, Ace Cabana. So much good time. Come out. Have a good time. Bring the family. Bring your friend, your baby mommy, your baby mama cousin, all that. Come out. Support the Ray Podcast. Support this local event. Beautiful talent, beautiful artists. Good times, good vibes. 810 Local. That's, again, the 810 Local. July 15th, I will be there. Rouge will be there. Ace Cabana will be there. 12 Dead Roses will be there. We all will be there. Tap in, turn up, let's go. Ray Podcast, we out here in the city.
Y'all just heard it here first, folks. Flint Local 432, the Midsummer Cash Bash at the Flint Local. Be there or be square. Boom.
And there it
is. Beautiful. All right. I think you're the guy.
I just had a job interview, y'all. I did it on the spot. Great job interview. Just did it. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We're for it. I'm with it.
You did it better than you said. Bring your baby mama.
Bring baby mama
coming.
Bring baby mama. Bring your cousin. Bring your home girl. Bring your sneaky link. All that.
Every single one of them.
Every one of them. Bring your sneaky link.
And I mean, like, not just one of the above. I mean, every single one.
Yeah, baby mama, the sneaky link, and your real mama.
Yeah. I want family reunions happening.
Family reunions at the 432 810 Local. We out here.
Flint Local 432.
432 Local.
Up here in the 810, you guys. Better be there. It's going to be the freaking... Also, that's the name, by the way, Midsummer Cash Bash. We're doing a $100 giveaway. I should have told you that before God. The plug. Before
can, we,
the plug.
Can we do a dance contest for this?
A dance contest?
Listen, people love
dude, dancing. That's a great idea.
I need to do a dance contest.
You know what? Because I was trying to come up with other ways to give away money.
Besides like, dancing?
Besides just...
Because it's so easy to do. It's like, yeah, do a twerk contest. I don't know.
We can do a dance contest. But I was just doing a random giveaway.
Oh, you got like a drawing?
Yeah, but extra ways to give away money, like maybe smaller cash prizes. Say we have a $25 cash prize for the dance contest.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
Listen, I will host it and I will judge it. The fans will judge it.
That's going to be the hard part is how are we going to figure out, like we have a panel of three judges?
No, man, just we had the crowd
audience.
The crowd picks.
Oh, you are. You do know
what
you're doing.
With the crowd picks, man. The crowd pick. Put the who here, you know what I'm saying? Shut up. That's it. We can do that.
And then one of them, everybody's going, wah!
Right. And they're going to be like, yeah, the best. And they're going, hey, listen, bring the twerkers out too.
Yes. Listen, we accept any type of dance style on that stage.
If you want to do Vogue or a twerking or...
You want to be a ballerina, that's cool. Yeah, I want to see some pirouettes.
Yeah. We with it. We want to see all the dance moves. We want all the smoke.
I want to see Evolution of Dance on that stage.
Evolution of Dance, man. We need to get some good old ballroom, you know what I'm saying?
Some type of dance I've never heard before. Interpretive dancing, dude. Bring the Squidward out.
That's real.
Yeah.
Modern dancing, all that. Bring it on.
I don't even care what it is. Because you know what? If it's good enough, dude, I feel like
we should hire a twerk team. Maybe, I don't know. Should we hire a twerk team?
A twerk team. Do you even know how to get in contact?
I know I get a twerk team. Don't worry about it.
Do you have a twerk team in mind?
I mean,
sounds like you do.
I might have a twerk team. I don't know. I might have a twerk team. I mean, they're. I don't know. Maybe.
See,
I don't know.
The only.
I gotta tell my manager about that.
I'm. Do you think it'd be the right demo for a twerk team? Because like some shows, like obviously a Y&J show would have a twerk team
for sure.
That's a given.
Yeah, that's a given.
But if say we got like some lyrical type of rappers, and then we also got a band.
Okay, we could do a twerk team, and we could get like a live band.
You think they could twerk to the live band?
That would be awesome. I never seen that in my life. Never seen it. I never seen a twerk to a live band.
I've never seen that either.
Band.
And what if
that would be history,
bro?
I gotta ask him
if they'd be down.
We could find them.
That would be history.
That would be history. I never seen like a trumpet with a girl twerking.
Well, when I say live band, I'm talking like they're like Asking Alexandria type of band, like metal type of like new metal. Yeah,
I'm with it. Listen, you'd be surprised.
Okay, because I think that might work.
Listen, this is going to be the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
If we pull out, it's going to be the funniest shit. I have no idea if this will make the episode. But if it does, it'll be the funniest shit I've seen in my life, all right?
I mean...
This might not make the episode.
This makes the episode. The question is, does it make the live show? That's the real question.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I'm considering it. How much does a twerk team cost?
Just buy some drinks.
Oh, that really?
Buy them drinks, man.
Oh, okay.
You buy a twerk tee some drinks. You know what I'm saying? And they can dress cute, whatever. See, we should have to do a twerk team and Ray podcast shirts.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Dude, that's genius.
I'm with it. With it. You know? Promotion is good promotion.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, even the people that aren't totally down with it, they're going to be so amazed by the theatrics of it
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
That they can't
get
even deny.
Get a dance team going. And they can twerk. They can do all... First, okay, let me make this real clear. I'm not just biased for twerking, even though twerking is wonderful. but we accept all from dancer. As Rouge said,
we
accept all type of dancing here.
Of course.
If you want to do a cheer routine, do your thing. If you want to be a majorette, do your thing. If you want to do some stepping, tap dancing, that would be cool. Be a tap dancer. Tap dance would be cool.
I feel like it would be.
I want to tap dance.
I feel like tap dancing, again, it'd be like
underrated.
One of those things where we wouldn't see it coming, and then they would like just come out of the woodwork,
it's
put their
underrated.
Tap shoes on, and blow everybody away. Yeah.
Listen,
maybe like turn all the music off and just listen to me tap for like 5 minutes.
Listen,
and
we're going to crush it. I mean, it is in 2 weeks. We're going to crush it, though.
Yeah.
We're going to crush it. It's in a couple weeks. We're going to get out there. We're going to have a great time.
Yes.
And we're going to turn up.
Because
you want to know why? We are the best.
We're
the best.
We the best music, we the best rap, we the best live, we the best interview, we the best everything, guys. You know what? Because listen, when you hear DJ Khaled say we the best music, he's only talking about music. We expand beyond this. I'm just the music part of the outfit. And then we got freaking, by the way, are you familiar with Kid, Josh McKay, K-Y-E-D?
I am.
I'm pumped about that guy because he is talented.
Very talented kid.
Very talented.
Talented guy, yes.
And he's been doing it for a minute. So,
yeah.
I mean, super excited to, I mean, even to when I started setting up the show and I started having a couple conversations with him. He's a great guy to talk to. And, of course, he is. Because, I mean.
We got to get this flyer out of me hosting. Like,
yeah.
ASAP. You got to get this flyer going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So.
We're going to get
the
all
of now I'm happy I didn't put the flyer together yet.
Yeah.
Because
I can
throw you on there.
Yeah. We're going to get it. Listen, this flyer's going to be to me fire, y'all.
Yes.
Why? Because it's all of us together.
Yes.
It's all of us together.
I feel like this, because the thing is, the real thing is, I learned this at my last live show that I put together.
Mm.
Money giveaways and making it in real, making an event out of it, doing things like that is really what makes it a live show. You can have artists there and you can do all that, but when you make people feel like they're a part of something, that's when it's really a live show. That's why it ain't just any show. It's the Midsummer Cash Bash, ladies and gentlemen.
Midsummer Cash Bash. Y'all heard it, man.
Yeah.
Midsummer Cash Bash. Y'all make sure to come to this.
Yes.
And come see your host, Rayvon Taylor of The Ray Podcast, and your boy Rouge.
Yes.
We got all these talents. So much talent coming through. And it doesn't make any sense how much time we got.
Oh, and if you want to know the time, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. What are we talking about? We're talking about 4 hours of amazing live entertainment. 4 straight hours of bangers.
Well, not a little bit of intermission in between.
Oh, of course. Of course. We always got a little bit of intermission for anybody who wants to go down to the 501, maybe grab a burger, something like that. We got a million things to do downtown in Flint.
We do.
Yes, we do.
See, we gotta understand. People understand. See, y'all don't understand what we gotta do. This is gonna be some historic stuff right now. Because The Ray Podcast is hosting the first time ever he's hosting a Midsummer Bash.
The Midsummer Cash Bash.
Cash Bash.
You guys, this is the first ever Midsummer Cash Bash. This is not the only. This is just the first. This is just the beginning. If you want to be a part of history,
history.
If you want to witness the very first ever Midsummer Cash Bash, you can tell your kids about it when we're on number 63. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, the thing is, we understand, like, this is going to be a historic event, and I'm so honored to be a part of this event, honored to host this event, and we're going to just dominate and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, I'm going to be very, very fun with it. I'll have fun with it.
You guys, you're not going to a dead party, all right? Don't bring your dead energy up into this place expecting that to work out, because we're going to wake you up, all right?
Wake you up.
We're going to wake you up, because that's just what we do up in here. It's a party, all right? It's the Midsummer Cash Bash. We ain't playing around. It's hot outside. We got to go somewhere and let off this steam, don't we?
It's hot as hell, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot.
You know what we're going to do about that? We're going to throw money at you. We're going to throw money at you. We're going to give money to you, and then we're going to have a dance-off.
Dance-off.
We're going to make you dance that sweat off. Twerk, ballerina, tap dance, I don't care. You could square dance up there. That would be cool. Matter of fact, I think I want someone to square dance up there. I'm
square
requesting
dance team.
Yes. You know what?
Square dance
team. Screw
the
twerk team. We're getting a whole group of square dancers from Clio. We're doing it.
I'm with it.
We'll find somebody.
Square dance team from Clio.
Yeah.
Shout outs.
I just feel like Clio would have one. I'm trying to think of somewhere that would actually have something like that around here. Clio, we might have to go up north.
Clio, oh my gosh. Bring them from like Muskegon or something.
Yeah.
Not Muskegon. Bring them from like Traverse City.
Yeah, Traverse City. Like,
Traverse City will have it.
They took a trek 3 hours down here to get here. You guys better be impressed.
Traverse City is a cool city though.
I just scheduled a trip there like 2 weeks from now.
You're going to love it, bro.
Never been there.
You're gonna love it. Oh my god, you're gonna love it. The bar is sweet. The scenery is nice. If you can get by the water, that's even better.
Ooh.
Like I went when I was younger, I was a kid, so I had a chance to enjoy it. But I really wanna go back as an adult for real, man.
Yeah, like, when you're a kid, you just don't appreciate things.
Well,
like
you're a kid, you know, I couldn't drink, so you know, I couldn't enjoy that part.
Oh, and they got bars there, I hear.
For sure, mm-hmm. Man. You're gonna be plastered. So.
Well, I want to remember the trip, so I gotta drink water.
You know, the thing about trips, though, you just remember half of it, it's all good. I'm
yeah.
You gotta remember half the trip. You gotta remember getting there, getting back, and just everything a little bit in between.
Remember every part when the sun's out.
Exactly. When the sun goes down, like, whatever. So we're just here. It's just maybe.
I mean, what's the vacation for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a vacay. Vacay, find you a bay, do what you gotta do.
So you're saying go by the water, too? Is it
the water? The water is, yeah, seen it by the water. When I was younger, I don't really got it anymore. It's like a park. You just can't get by the water. Sweet.
Mm.
Dope.
I've always wanted to, because the thing is.
And their apples are good.
Ooh, I heard they got cherries there.
Cherries and apples. I don't like cherries for real, but they're good though.
But they got apples too?
Apples is fire. Like a lot of their stuff is organic fruit.
Oh.
So if you're like a fruit guy.
I just got some awesome apples from the farmer's market that I was excited about. So
yeah, farmer's market is sweet. It's like a giant farmer's market.
Well, I bet there is.
It's like farmer's market about times 10.
And you know what's awesome? Is because I'm going and it's 3 hours away, we're going to stay in a hotel. So I get to spend a whole day there.
Oh, you definitely should come back. You stay a night.
Right.
Turn up with the friends and family or whoever you're going with, whatever. And just call it a day.
Yeah.
Be on it.
That's what I'm excited about. Because, I mean, The one place that really sticks out to me that I've been loving to go to, and I still love it, is Chicago. Chicago's kick-ass.
I haven't been Chicago in a long time.
Oh, I love it.
I gotta go back. I want to just be on good old Michigan Avenue.
Dude, there's just so much to see and do there. Even if you're not downtown, especially if you're not downtown, there's just so much. You never run out of stuff. I feel like it's just one of those places. It's just expensive as hell to live there, so I would never want to move there.
Never, not at all. So let me just show you. So you got Travis City, Chicago.
Yeah.
New York is fun.
Never been there. Have you been there?
It's too busy. That was overrated.
I've also heard it's very dirty there. They just throw trash right just out of the street. That's how they do it.
It can get a little out there. I like Florida though. Florida's not like to go to. Like I used to live in Orlando for a full year.
It seems like everybody in Michigan has some kind of connection to Florida.
Florida's sweet,
especially
man.
Like in Flint in this area.
Yeah, Florida. Lots of people like Florida. Florida's awesome, man. Orlando's pretty sweet. Florida's dope, so.
Especially like you're talking South Florida. Like yes, when you're down there.
Miami.
Yeah.
Key West, all that.
Mm-hmm. Florida is just one of those places. And the thing I did not know until recently, because I haven't really been to Florida since I was a kid, is the water's actually way warmer down there. Like, it's just warmer. So when you go to the beach, it's not like going to the beach anywhere else.
It's hot water.
It's hot water.
It feels good, though.
Yeah. Feels like, in a good way, it's hot water.
No,
yeah.
It feels like you're in the fucking jacuzzi. <You're> like, right. It's fire, though.
That's why Key West is really Key West. I think that's where that water is hottest.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure.
It's amazing. Like,
we're talking like 90-degree water.
It feels good on your body, though, man, because your body temperature is going to just adjust to it, so it feels amazing.
Yeah, yeah, what's relaxing. I mean, that it's true even that like after workouts, heat's good for you. Like, hot water like that really calms you down.
Right.
So just, I bet, especially that's salt water, so I'm sure that it's a luxury to just be able to go out there and sit in ocean 90-degree jacuzzi, salt right. water. I mean, it's like it's like Mother Nature providing a jacuzzi skin bath for you. I mean, because salt water, people take salt baths. I mean, if you do the Epsom salt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, man, I can
Very
only
relaxing.
Imagine. I can Very only
relaxing.
Imagine. So those are the four places. We got Florida. Have you ever been anywhere over in like Cali, over in that side
I
of
haven't.
The country?
I want to go. Oh my gosh, I want to go to Vegas so bad.
Me too.
I haven't done it.
Vegas.
I like the gamble though. So for me, it's probably gonna make me a little broke when I got out of there.
Unless you get lucky.
Right. That's why I gamble. to win, right? Vegas sounds cool though, man. I wanna go.
Vegas is one of those places that I heard a comedian say once. It's really funny because it is true. It's like one of those places you just assume, like nobody ever grows up in Vegas. It's strange to think that people live there. Like people are born right. and grow up in Vegas. Because you just think of it as like a tourist destination.
Right.
I mean, it's a wild place. It's one of the only places you go and it's just like neon everything. There's really nowhere like it.
It's pandemonium.
Yeah. Like they're ridiculous on purpose with the way that they decorate Las Vegas. I mean, what is it? They got an Eiffel Tower and the Giza Pyramid, what, within eye distance of each other? You can just look at it all at once. That's what the allure is, though, that and the gambling. I feel like Vegas would be one of those places that would just be very, very festive. You know, same thing with New Orleans. Like, if you went there on, especially, what's that festival they got in New Orleans every year?
Mardi Gras.
You go there on Mardi Gras, you just would be sucked into all of it. That'd be a great thing to do, too. The other place that comes into mind is up in, just I guess, like, trying to think of somewhere nice in the mountains. There's the Rocky Mountains. I went there when I was younger. I'm trying to think of like nature places. But the Rocky Mountains are great. I never know. I know. There's Yellowstone. Yellowstone
National Park. Yeah.
Yes, I've never been there. Like just to be somewhere like that one time would be pretty cool. There's not enough nature. Where we are, there's just not, and all these cities we're mentioning
aren't really.
You
gotta go up north for that. Though.
That's true. The UP's nice. That's actually with Traverse City. That's probably part of what's
Traverse
nice City's
about sweet,
it.
Man. Traverse City's sweet. Because to me, I'm not the biggest nature guy. I grew up in the city, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Traverse City's a good balance, though.
It's right in between.
Like it's that good nature. I can go. I can still be in it. You know what I'm saying? Because I actually like to be in the water, you know what I'm saying? So I could be in it, and then I could just go back to the city if I want to. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm at with it for me.
I feel like I like to be somewhere where it just feels like they got stuff going on.
All the time.
I don't know. I don't think we said it on podcast. I think this was also off the air where we were talking about how Flint, you kind of get this like deadness in the air. Like
stagnant.
Yeah, it's stagnant. There's not enough inspiration going on. And stagnant. So people kind of get in this gridlock. Whereas you go to a city or just somewhere with a little bit more happening and it really feels alive. It wakes you up a little bit.
You know, it's crazy though, man. Get inspired. You know, if y'all want to get inspired so bad, listen to the right podcast.
Listen, you don't need to travel. You don't need to go any of these places we're talking about. Just turn your phone on.
To
go
Ray
to Spotify. Or if you go to, it's called Apple Podcasts now.
Yep.
You go to Apple Podcasts or you go to Spotify.
Go to Ray Podcast.
I wanted to ask you too, because when you were plugging all this, I don't think we actually said it. Where can people, if they're looking it up, how do they find it? Because
is exclusively on Spotify right now.
There we go.
Please go to Spotify, The Ray Podcast, type it in. It should pop up very quickly. As I said, tap into Spotify at The Ray Podcast. The Ray Podcast said, one of the best podcasts in the city. Get inspired. And if you want to get inspired while you're going to see your inspiration, put it in your radio system. Take your inspirational self. Go to Florida. Listen to Ray Podcast on the way there. I have plenty of episodes. You listen to them all.
Long drive. You're going to have a lot of time to listen to it.
It's right. I think I haven't added the hours of content I got, but
we have 80 episodes, and what is the average, like half an hour?
Probably like 20 to half an hour. So maybe 40 hours of content. No, around 40 hours of content. That's just my guess on top of my head. But I said, man, like, again, inspired. And also, tap into Rouge Podcast too, man. Both of our podcasts look dope. And if you're so bored, listen to both of us back to back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen to it while you're cooking, while you're teaching your son to read, whatever it is. Do it while you're in the car. Do it while you're talking to your baby mom. Whatever you gotta do, you know what I'm saying? Do it while you do everything.
Listen, you don't need to hear what that baby mama has to say. You need to hear what we have to say.
Exactly.
Okay?
Because what we say might help her get inspired.
Yeah.
Help
just tell her what we're
communicate
saying.
Her better.
Yeah. We'll help you communicate with her. Listen, our advice episode comes out in 2 weeks, and we're going to tell you everything you need to tell your baby mama. So you need to stay tuned.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to get me in trouble. I don't even have one, but whatever. Listen, get inspired. But, you know, we're all cute, having a lot of jokes, but seriously, y'all get inspired, man. Tap into the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Tap into both of our podcasts. We're both doing beautiful things. And I said July 15th, the 4-3-2 Midsummer Cash Bash, which will be hosted by yours truly, Ray Von Taylor of The Ray Podcast.
What?
I am here. We're going to have a good time. We got my boy Ace Gabbana. Hey, y'all down with my man's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album, you know what I'm saying? Moonwater, great job, you know? So people are understanding, you know what I'm saying? Tap in, it's going to be a historical hell of an event. Where can you find that? Downtown, of course, at the local from 7 to 11, July 15th. Y'all tap in. I will be there. Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. He wrapped it all up right there. Folks, it's all true. It's all true. Everything he just said is 100% factual. I have no lies I detected in there. And you know what? I'm glad that we, because not only are you going to witness the history of this show, you, while listening to this podcast, just witnessed the history of this man becoming a part of this historic event. This combination of chemicals is going to be explosive, my friends. You have no idea what we've just done. All right? And you just saw it live. You just witnessed it. All right? He said it himself. I'm going to get him in trouble. You just wait and see how. Okay? It's going to be fun.
And I'm okay with it.
And he's okay with it.
I'm okay with the results. It's all right.
It's got to happen eventually.
I'm always in trouble anyway.
Yeah. Moment.
It's all right.
So you know what, guys? Be there or be square. I'm happy you were here. All right? Ruse Radio is happy to have you. If you stuck around throughout this whole episode, we appreciate you. Make sure that you check out the Ray Podcast, because Ray is out here working wonders, talking to these people, highlighting their greatest qualities, and letting them tell their own stories. These are things that you want to see going on in the world around you, because we need a little bit more of that, a little bit more of us shining light on one another rather than doing the opposite, right? I mean, if it were up to me, we'd have a little bit more of that going on everywhere we look. So thank you so much for being here, Ray.
I appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, man. And here we go. Ruse Radio, clocking out.